Day 6. Uncertain destination. Abraham. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. Uncertainty is never a comfortable feeling. Taking big risks has never been one of my natural gifts. I like to make thorough risk assessments before I leap. Yet, I've discovered that God frequently asks us to jump when we cannot see the future clearly. I remember when God asked us to give away our entire savings fund to a pastor who needed a new car, leaving us with no spare cash for any crisis. Although it was a big step of faith, I knew God had challenged us to a new level of generosity, and I needed to obey. So I walked to the pastor's house with my baby in the stroller and gave the gift to the couple. I jumped in faith and gave, but now wondered what would we do if we needed money. A crisis did come and the finances seemed slow in arriving, but just when I began to doubt our decision to give, God provided the money we needed, and since that time, He has always supplied more than enough for our every need. God often directs us to go without telling us the final destination, and we just have to respond without knowing where we're going or where we will end up. These are the adventures on which the journey of birthing your dreams is based. In this verse, Abraham was told to take his extended family, leave everything that was familiar, and travel to a new land where his inheritance would be revealed. It takes great trust to step out and begin to move before you understand the full picture. Often you have to start to explore your promised land before you know where you're going or how God's promises will be fulfilled. Abraham had a clear promise that he and his wife Sarah would have children, but the fact showed that they were both barren. The future seemed impossible and the path uncertain. However, Abraham did not let his future be defined by these facts, but rather by God's promises. He took hold of these words, which he knew to be the truth, and wrestled with them in faith until the evidence of his barrenness yielded to the truth of God's promise. God's truth will always outlive the facts. Whatever your bank balance shows today, hold fast to the promise of God's provision. Whatever the doctor's report says about your health, carry with confidence his promise of healing. This journey is often difficult, as we have to set out not knowing where this path will take us, but we can know that we will arrive in the land of the goodness of God. So today, let a new determination spur you into the land of your promises. Even when you cannot see how all the details will work out, or if the destination will ever be reached, ask God to show you the way, one step at a time, and trust Him. If we are ever to be a radical people who achieve our dreams, we need to learn to take more risks and entrust our lives more completely to the goodness of God. So let's pray. Father, I know I need to have a greater trust when I cannot see the end from the beginning. Help me trust my uncertain future to a known God. Lord, help me be faithful and answer the challenge of obedience, even when it's not easy. Help me make courageous choices and go where you ask me to go. In this season, remind me of your promises and show me how to hold them in faith. Let me grow in faith so that I will see your answers to these words of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.